Good morning. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will start with short opening remarks, and then we'll have time for just a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, it's very nice to welcome you back to NATO headquarters. You have been here many, many times as Foreign Minister, but this is your first visit to NATO as Prime Minister, and I welcome you and also congratulate you on your reappointment as Prime Minister. I also thank you for the update information you provided us during the meeting. And we just had important discussions on the crisis in Syria and other security challenges that our alliance faces. Turkey is a valuable ally. We are grateful for the many contributions you make to our shared security. And for the last 3 years, NATO has augmented Turkey's air defenses. So Turkey is committed to NATO, and NATO remains strongly committed to Turkey's security. The situation alongside NATO's southeastern border remains highly volatile. We discussed last week's incident, which led to the downing of a Russian jet. All allies fully support Turkey's right to defend its territorial integrity and its airspace. I welcome Turkey's efforts to establish contacts with Moscow and to its contacts with Russia to de-escalate the situation. It is important to stay calm and to calm tensions. I urge Russia to play a constructive role in Syria by targeting ISIL, our common enemy. NATO strongly supports the renewed international efforts to find a genuine political solution to the conflict in Syria. This is more urgent than ever. Last week's incident shows how important it is to strengthen international mechanisms to build stability, transparency, and predictability in our relationship with Russia. This is key to reducing the risks of incidents and accidents, and if they occur, to prevent them from escalating and come out of control. We will discuss this issue of risk reducing mechanisms at our foreign ministerial meeting, which starts tomorrow here at the NATO headquarters. So once again, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu, it's a great honor and a great pleasure to have you here, and welcome.
Thank you very much. Distinguished members of the press, we had a very fruitful meeting with Secretary General Stoltenberg, and as Minister of Foreign Affairs, I came to this headquarters several times, but this is my first visit as Prime Minister of Turkey. Of course, we shared many issues in our agenda, but the main issue was the downing of a Russian fighter jet in Turkish airspace on 24th of November. We discussed in details. First of all, let me express our gratefulness because of NATO support and personal support of Secretary General after NATO Council meeting last week after this event. I want to be very clear here. Turkish airspace is Turkish sovereignty. And our action was a defensive action. And we wish it had not happened. But at the same time, our rules of engagement was very clear, was declared in advance, and was informed to Russian side, our neighbor and friend Russia, three times in Ankara, in Antalya, and Moscow, that Turkish airspace should be respected after three violations committed by Russian planes, and we also made very clear that Turkey-Syrian border is a national security issue for Turkey. So it was a defensive action. If there was no violation, there wouldn't be such a crisis today. Thus, the responsibility of the incident on 24th of November clearly does not rest with Turkey by any means. We have no intention whatsoever to escalate the situation. We are ready to talk at every level in order to prevent further similar cases on Turkey-Syrian border. I am underlining this is Turkey-Syrian border, not the border of any other country. And Turkey has the right to defend airspace. And Turkey also wants to have good relations with Russia and with all the other countries who are fighting against Daesh on the ground. We are ready to make cooperation. But the bombardment which was done during this incident was not against Daesh. There is no single Daesh or ISIL position in this part of Syria. And we have been telling to Russian friends that their bombardment against civilians on our border is creating new waves of refugees which do not go to Russia or to any other country but coming to Turkey, and Turkey after every bombardment receiving more and more tens of thousands of refugees from Syria. So Turkey as a country paying the price of this crisis cannot be blamed because of defending our airspace. What is the lesson out of this experience? First, if there are two coalitions functioning in the same airspace against ISIL, this type of incidents, it will be difficult to prevent. One side, United States-led coalition, including Turkey, is doing operations against Daesh in Syria. On the other side, Russia is doing another operation. There is a need to coordinate these activities against Daesh. Second, if we are fighting against Daesh, we have to fight only against Daesh, not against moderate opposition, not against civilians. Even after this incident, yesterday there was Russian bombardment in Idlib, and we received, as Turkey, we received the injured people totally burned, and in Idlib there is no Daesh. There has been bombardment in Azaz by Russian planes against humanitarian convoy carrying humanitarian needs to Aleppo. So we have to agree that, yes, all of us, we are fighting against Daesh. And third, Turkey's Syrian border is a national security border for Turkey. We respect Russian national security concerns, but we also expect Russian friends to understand our national security concerns. Based on these, we are ready to talk, to have diplomatic military channels with Russia and with any other country in order to prevent this type of unintentional events, incidents, and in order to plan for the future fight against terror, and in order to have a Syria which after 1st of January there will be a new process for political solution where Turkey, Russia, United States, Saudi Arabia as four party group worked in the past, in last weeks, and 13 countries came together. Even for this, we need to have a strong diplomatic channel to work together. So, and Turkey's Syrian border also, as a NATO border, violation was not only against Turkish border, but was also against NATO border. Therefore, same day, we gave all the details to NATO allies in council meeting, and we are ready to share all information with any party to satisfy, to convince, to explain our position. And again, I want to express for clear position of NATO and clear position of Secretary General personally. Yesterday, I had also a chance to meet with EU leaders here in Brussels. Again, I want to express our thanks to all NATO allies expressing their solidarity with Turkey. Thank you very much.
First question, NTV Turkey.
Secretary General Güldener Somut from NTV Turkey. The Prime Minister just talked a little bit about it, but there is a lot of speculation within European press, Russian press, that Turkey did not give the correct information about the flight, that there was no airspace infringement, etc. And there's a lot of speculation on that. So Can you tell us whether Turkey was, you know, crystal clear enough, transparent enough, and shared all the necessary detail with all the allies, and whether really in the meetings in the past and in the coming meetings that all the allies, all the member states are united behind Turkey? Thank you.
Turkey has shared a lot of information with NATO and NATO allies, and we also had a special meeting of the North Atlantic Council where the Turkish ambassador went through all the information and all the details related to the incident last week. And the information that we have also from other sources is consistent with Turkey's assessment about what happened last week. And I think what we have seen now just underlines what we have stated several times, and that is the concern related to all the increased activity and presence of Russian military capabilities in Syria and close to NATO borders. Turkey has its right to defend itself, and Turkey has right to defend its airspace. And my message now is that I welcome all and any contacts between Moscow and Ankara. And the important thing is to calm the tensions. And I think also the incidents last week also underlines the importance of us focusing on mechanisms to avoid these kind of incidents in the future. And if this kind of incidents happens again, to do whatever we can to prevent them from escalating and coming out of control.
Second and last question, BBC.
Gavin Lee, the BBC. Question to both. First of all, Prime Minister, President Putin has asked for an apology from Turkey. Will you apologise? And question for Secretary General, as a NATO member, do you believe there are grounds for Turkey to apologise for the incident which has killed the pilot, Lieutenant Colonel Oleg Peshkov?
First of all, let me say, I formed my government last week, the same day when Russia Russian planes violated our airspace. As Prime Minister of a nation which has dignity, and as the Prime Minister of the new government, which received 49.5% support during the last election, which is a record, I can say that the protection of our airspace, land border, is not only a right, but a duty for my government. And no Turkish Prime Minister or President or authority will apologize because of committing, because of doing our duty. Turkish airspace, protection of Turkish airspace, Turkish borders is a national duty, and our army did their job to protect this airspace. But if Russian side wants to talk and wants to prevent any future unintentional event like this, we are ready to talk anything. If they want information from us, which we have provided, we can give any information regarding technical details of this incident. If they want to improve relations, normalize relations in all sense, we are ready to talk. But no country can ask us to apologize because of doing our job. I followed the news regarding economic sanctions and other measures declared by Russia. Here I am saying that in the past we were all against economic sanctions, and there, during the previous crisis, Turkey had a principal position like today, and Russia was against economic sanctions themselves. Now it is not consistent, it is contradictory to use the same measure against Turkey, which was criticized by them when other countries did so in Ukraine. Economic relations is mutual, based on mutual interests. And any other new measures, we will approach very calmly. We will not escalate the tension. We will never do anything which will be seen negatively by Russian people. Russian people is a friendly people to Turkish people. They want, for many of them, Antalya is like second home. We expect Russian friends to come to Antalya, to Turkey, in a friendly manner, as a tourist. Turkey is a home for Russian tourists, and for economic relations, we hope that Russia will reconsider these reactions, these measures, which will be against our interest both. And as at last I want to underline, we are ready to talk, we are ready to share everything, we are ready to discuss for our future relations, which is an asset for both countries, but our military did their job when they protected our airspace. It is our airspace and our border is an issue of national security, but more an issue of dignity for us.
So many NATO allies and NATO has expressed several times concern about the increased military presence of Russia in the region. And what we saw last week is not the first example of violation of Turkish airspace by Russian planes. And as I said, the information we have is consistent with the information we have got from Turkey. But our focus now is on de-escalating the situation, is calming tensions, and we would welcome direct contacts between Ankara and Moscow. And again, it's the sovereign right of Turkey to defend its own airspace and territorial integrity. And we will discuss tomorrow at our foreign ministerial meeting in NATO how we can strengthen, develop different mechanisms to de-escalate, to reduce risks, and to do whatever we can to prevent similar events to happen in the future. And if they happen, we have to do whatever we can to avoid them spiraling out of control. So therefore, our focus now is on de-escalation, calm the tensions.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.